Do you have any information or notifications for the committee?
Madam Chair, I'm going to pass out some material from Chris Carter, the department's economist, and I also have some responses from the agency for the committee on the restoration and enhancement project monitoring that they don't necessarily need to address unless members want to ask them questions about it. We've been notified that the House members, despite floor session starting at 1:30, House members will be not bothered and if they can get away without having you on the floor. So if there is a call, then we'll have to either recess or deal with that.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And while Mr. Rocco's handing this information out, Director Ball, could you come forward? And with any, I believe we're going to start with Chris Carter, your department economist today, talking about economic impacts.
Chair Morgan, members of the committee, my name is Lindsey Ball. I'm the director of the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. Our first presenter today is Dr. Chris Carter. Here, Chris. He is the economist with the agency, and he will talk about some of the projections and future financial status of the agency with respect to revenues generated from licenses and tags.
Thank you, and welcome, Dr. Carter. We have Representative Hayden, who was interested in asking you a number of questions, but we'll go ahead and let you make a presentation if you haven't.
Thank you, Chair Morgan, members of the committee. My name is Chris Carter. I'm an economist for the department, and I've been with the department since January of 1978, so getting to be an old-timer. The materials, I think, that were handed out to you by Mr. Rocco, the first page is one labeled Summary of Estimates of Economic Impacts of Recreational and Commercial Fishing, because I believe that's what Representative Hayden's questions kind of focused on the first when Ed Bowles was giving his testimony. So I thought I'd bring this explanatory page in, which has a little bit more detail, and just basically go over where those estimates came from. The first one was the number of paid anglers in Oregon, and that's basically that was 660,000 for the year 2000. That's our most recent data. And that came from license and tag sales. Every year I have to certify the number of paid hunters and anglers to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. That number came from my analysis of that data. The next data, and getting more to the point, is from the 1996 National Survey of Fishing, Hunting, and Wildlife Associated Recreation that's done every 5 years by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Bureau of the Census, and the estimated number of angler trips or days of angling was about 8 million in 1996. Moving down to the next paragraph, recreational fishing economic impact. From that same survey and with some follow-up activity or some follow-up analysis done by the American Sport Fishing Association, some economists on their staff, angler expenditures in Oregon in 1996 were $622.8 million, and the associated personal income impact of those expenditures was $304.9 million. And some of the details of that are in this